بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمد عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصلاة عماد الدين، فمن أقامها أقام الدين، فمن تركها فقد هدم الدين. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء اكرام, my brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very easy, simple, natural shariat, deen of Islam to follow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Quran Kareem, which has been expounded to us by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last and final Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected elders, today what I want to discuss is very elementary, but I request you to follow. If you do not follow, you are going to get confused, because I am going to try and answer a question which is repeated, that why must I, as a Muslim, follow one Imam? Either I follow Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, either I follow Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh, Imam Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh. Why must I do this? Which we term as taqleed. So in order to understand what is taqleed and why do I follow one of these Imams, it is essential to understand few basic concepts in Islam. First of all, respected elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the Quran Kareem, the Wahi, protected divine revelation, to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a purpose. The purpose being that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will explain to us what is in the Quran. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاقِيمُ السَّلَاةِ, that establish salat. How to establish salat? How to perform it? When to perform it? And when not to perform it? How many rakats to be performed? What is to be said in ruku? What is to be said in sajda? All these details have been explained to us in the ahadith, the sayings of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, for example, wa'atu zakat, that give zakat. How to give zakat? When to give zakat? To whom zakat is to be given? Who not to receive zakat? And the benefits of zakat, and the warnings for not giving zakat, the zakat on gold and zakat on silver, the zakat on animals, and the ushar on crops. All these specifications have been mentioned in the ahadith and have been explained to us by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states about fasting. When to fast, how to fast, what to abstain from, what will break the fast, what will nullify the fast, what is makruh while fasting, benefits of sehri, i'tikaf, Ramzan, all have been explained to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَتِبُوا الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ. That complete or fulfill the Hajj and the Umrah. How to do it, when to do it, how to perform the 5 days, when to go to Muzdalifah, when to come from Mina, when to go to Arafat, what to do in Arafat, how to stone the Jamarat. Who explained to us? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to us. So the Quran Kareem has been elucidated to us, expounded to us, explained to us by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His action. Respected elders, that is why the Quran Kareem did not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not put it on a mountain and say, go and take it from there and start studying it. No. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blessed with the wahi of the Quran and he explained it. Now Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respected elders, he explained it in his lifetime to the Sahaba. And he told them, for example, that perform Salat, Bukhari Hadith, perform Salat, how you see me performing Salat. You perform Salat like that. One Sahabi came, he made Salat, made it very quickly and came and sat with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to go and perform the Salat again. This was done by that companion of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam few times. Eventually Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that now perform Salat, how you see me performing Salat, you perform Salat. Now respected elders, in the Quran Kareem itself, we have got various forms of text. Text that is clear, nusus of the Quran. Categorical text, clear-cut text. And some texts of the Quran Kareem, which is difficult to understand. If a person, for example, picks up the Quran translation and reads, he will be able to understand certain things, others he cannot understand. He will have to have an authority to explain to him to understand those texts. So the text of the Quran Kareem, what is clear? Interest is haram. Consuming, eating of pork is haram. Gambling is haram. Everybody knows that those texts are clear. There you don't have to say what Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi has to go to say or Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi has got to say. No, those texts are very clear, you just follow them. In the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the variation of text also comes there. When I talk of variation of text, I do not mean that this hadith is sahih, reliable, and that one is authentic, and this one is rare, and this one is weak, and this one is fabricated, and this one is hasan-li-ghayri, this one is good, and this one is good with the external factors. No, I'm not talking of those hadiths. That's a discussion on its own. I'm talking about the hadiths which were said first, and then it was abrogated, and later a different action took place. This hadith was stated and done at a certain time because you get three types of hadiths for our understanding for this discussion. What is it? What is Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said it. Which we call holy hadith. He said that do this. That let your beard flow. Clip your mustaches. Let the trousers be above the ankle. He said these things. What is Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Did it. Fairly hadith. He did it. And the Sahaba saw it and they narrated it. That our Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did this. He smiled like this. He walked like this. He spoke like this. This is what he did in battle. This is what he did when he sat with us. We saw this. And a third form is that some action or something was said in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he kept quiet about it. He approved of it. His silent, tacit approval of that which occurred in front of him or the statement which was said in front of him, he accepted. Those ahadiths and these three types of ahadiths, when it was said, was it abrogated? Was it changed? Was it altered? What's the discussion on it? Now, respected elders, then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he sent Hazrat Maaz ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Yemen, as a governor, and he gave Maaz ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu many instructions and guidelines. And he inquired from Maaz that, oh Maaz, when you go there and you judge over the people, because he's going to rule over the people, how will you do it? Hazrat Maaz said, I will rule by the Quran. Meaning, I'll judge by the Quran.
Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, that O Maaz, that if you have an issue or a matter which you do not find the answer in the Quran, how will you do it? Said, Ya Rasulullah, I will look in the ahadith, meaning your way of life. I will see it there. Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to his governor, and this is his small examination, which will be a guideline for the whole world to come, all the Muslims to come, till the day of Qiyamah. He asked, O Maaz, if you do not find it in the Quran, and if you do not find it in the Hadith, what will you do? Hazrat Maaz ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala said, that, Ya Rasulullah, if I do not find it in the Quran, if I do not find it in the Hadith, then I will make ijtihad. I will use my intelligence. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, focusing the Quran, the principles of the Quran and the principles of the Hadith, he will use his intelligence and he will extract a law, he will deduce a law and he will make a law suited for that time, but the spirit of the Quran and the spirit of the Hadith will not be altered. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said that I'm happy and pleased that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with such companions and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him insight. So what the in mathematics you will say that the Quran and the Hadith will be like the theorems. And the problems in our areas or in the society will be like riders. In order to solve the riders, we will look at the theorems and solve the riders. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one sahabi came to him and told him, Ya Rasulullah, my mother has passed away. I would like to perform Hajj on her behalf. Rasul, is it permissible? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is permissible. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the sahabi, that has she any debt? Does she owe anybody money? He said, yes. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then pay her debt. Pay her debt. Now what we are understanding from this hadith, that reason by analogy, a law is deduced by reason by analogy. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us that, see, this is the method of qiyas, of ijtihad. Ijtihad leads to qiyas. Qiyas is deduction by analogy, reasoning by analogy, as I've explained to you, that it has to be done with the Quran and the Hadith in front. Respected elders, now when the great scholars come together, scholars, I mean the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala azum ajma'in, the Tabi'eens, and the Tabi'e Tabi'eens who have got the quality of Ihsan, when they come together and they say, look, we are unanimous on this law, then we call that ijma'. So we have got four sources from which we derive and we get laws. One is the Quran, one is the Hadith, one is ijma, and ijma is done by ijtihad, by striving with intelligence and deducing a law. And we have got ijma. Now, respected elders, every person cannot do this. Because every person does not know the Quran and the Hadith. He does not know which one came first, which hadith came first, which one came second, which one is abrogated, the language of it, the syntax of it, the intricacies of it, the delicate matters of it, and he does not know the usage of the language. Then what about the philosophy and logic involved in it, and what about the principles involved in deducing the laws? So who will do this? A mujtahid. The imam. The imam. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, born 80 AH, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, he came after that, born 90 AH, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, after that, and then Imam Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi. These scholars of Islam, these righteous pious scholars of Islam, they were experts in jurisprudence and they were so well trained. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them that they were able to understand the principle, the purport, the meaning. Even Tirmidhi Sharif, Imam Tirmidhi, who is a hadith scholar, he states in Bab, in the chapter of Ghusl, that the fuqaha, the jurisconsultant, they understand more of the hadith than we, the muhaddiseen. So respected elders, I will continue this topic Will I come back to this place for? But basically, that these Imams were pious and righteous. Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Alayhi, it is stated that he became a Hafiz at 7. He learned Mutta at 10. He was giving fatwa at 15. And in the month of Ramadan, he should finish 60 Qurans. Imam Malik Rahmatullah Alayhi, it is stated when he sat for Hadith and when a scorpion bit him, he did not move a bit. He never changed color, and that scorpion repeatedly bit him, but because of respect of Hadith, he did not move. Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Alayhi, he stated he knew 100,000 hadiths. That means their Arabic, their text, the meaning, plus the narrators. Imam Hanbal Rahmatullah Alayhi, he stated that he gave his inheritance away. All his inheritance away. And he used to cut wood. He should chop wood and he should sell wood and earn his living. It is stated of him that he should cry a whole night saying that, Ya Allah, if I am accepted, if you want a ransom for the ummah, then accept me as a ransom for the ummah. These were pious and righteous, and they were experts in jurisprudence. And when we say imam here, we use the word imam, not what the Shias use as imamology. That's a different field. But we use this word imam as an expert, and as a guide, as a leader in jurisprudence. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding of these. Wa akhira da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.